95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Rig, Steve, Josh, SR, Parrot, The Morning Hog. Brew Review is what we're doing. And we're having a good time doing that because you brought us beatbox flavors. Now, we had zero sugar.
Correct.
First. I understand the zero is out.
Yes.
It's done now.
Yep.
And where are we going?
So those, the first go around, all those flavors are in this variety pack as well.
Okay.
So the flavors we're trying now will be in the zero variety pack as well.
Oh, the okay, same flavors, but
in both
plenty of sugar.
Plus you got sugar.
Sugar. And then what's
full
the...
Full flavored, let's put it that
and maybe
way.
ABV is stepped up a little bit?
So with more sugar comes more alcohol.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we're going from 6% alcohol, which I said is usually, that's pretty high for a 90 calorie beverage.
Sure.
We're gonna go with like 11.1% on my glass.
Wow! Look out!
They are ready to party.
Look out! All right.
Woo.
Okay. Get in line.
Man.
Bring it on. We're ready. Right.
So we're gonna start off.
Show's almost over. We're good.
Woo. Peach punch.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
So again, these are in 16.9 or 500 milliliter Tetra packs. Okay. You may have seen these in your convenience stores in like wine boxes,
yes.
Kind of single serve wine boxes.
Yeah.
Just to kind of give you an idea of what you're talking about. Or you can check out the website and watch the videos.
Josh is talking about srparrot.com/beerfinder.
That's
you can
right.
Find it right there. Yeah.
You said 16.9 ounce?
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So a pint is 16 ounces.
Yeah. I call it a pint.
So you're
splash.
Getting an extra
pint plus.
So I go.
Pint plus. There you go. Pint plus. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Show off.
So they call this the world's tastiest party punch.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
As soon as it goes down the throat,
yes,
I can not only taste but feel the alcohol.
Mm.
But that's kind of what you're
looking
for.
You almost kind of get like a burn,
yeah,
because it's kind of a cocktail, right?
Yes, yeah,
and you want to know you're partying.
This is another time where I think we talked about the no carbonation on the front end prevents the bloat. Here's you're preventing a bloat right here because you won't need many of these to get right.
All right. So speaking of which,
yeah,
so. One of these boxes, and this is on their website,
mm-hmm.
is equal to 4 light beers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
16.9 ounces equals 4 light beers. Okay.
You mean calorie-wise?
No.
No.
It's like consuming 4 light beers as far as your alcohol content.
Yeah. Okay.
So you finished one of these, you have partied 4 times harder than the guy next to you.
Oh, right. I get what you're
saying. You've already scheduled your Uber.
I
you got everything.
You.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But these are literally, a party in a box.
Yeah.
And
I can see where, like, if you have a day at, like, maybe your own pool, you don't need transportation. You just got your own space. Like at Steve's pool.
Exactly.
Right?
By
the way, he's been skinny pools? Dipping a lot, so you probably don't want to know about that. But
times three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three skinny dips last week, or the week before that.
That's almost too many.
Yeah,
isn't it?
That's a lot.
No,
at that point, you're just taking baths.
Yeah. That is correct. All right, next.
All right, so we've got pink lemonade.
Oh, okay.
Haven't had pink lemonade in a while.
Get yourself ready. You're about to get the turbo version, my
about
friend.
About to change that.
Like I said, this is a 6-pack variety. You can find all these flavors both on the zero sugar or the full flavor.
Ooh.
Okay.
No, that's not a bitey, tangy lemonade.
No.
Okay.
It's got a little sweet on the back, but let you know, it means business.
I'm with it.
I think we talked about this. When life gives you lemons, get a beatbox and get it pink lemonade. That's the way to do it there. Yeah.
Well, I really want to freeze some of these. Kind of slush them up a little bit, throw a straw in there. You cut the tops off because they're the these Tetra Paks.
Oh, man, right?
Walk around with a slushie.
I would like to get one of those
11% slushie at that 11.1.
Those little beverage plastic swords. Put a couple cherries in there. Float there that in there on the top after you've carved it off with like a
plastic
hacksaw.
Sword.
Right?
Yes, plastic I know sword. Just what you're talking about.
Do you?
Yeah,
it's because I said plastic sword. All right. And so, all right, we're limiting ourselves to one more flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
Do you
flavor?
See why I didn't want to do 12 of these today?
What?
Yeah.
What? What are we getting into?
So, juicy mango.
Ooh.
All right.
Juicy. I love that. By the way, Beatbox, thank you for making it juicy mango, because if it's dry, tart mango, nobody's going to buy that. But juicy mango, I'm in.
I bet Steve likes dried mangoes. Yeah. Yeah, he kind of seems like that guy.
Well, he does. We talked about his garage before. He's got mangoes hanging all over that place.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like animal pelts. Okay. All right, juicy mango.
There's not much of a smell to them. A little bit.
Oh wow.
Oh boy. That is cocktail-rific right there.
Oh yeah.
Get the right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned,
all day.
That's the booziest of the bunch.
I want to go put this in the freezer right now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
To me, so when I make cocktails at home,
yeah,
if I don't get that kind of alcoholic burn,
burn,
I guess you could say,
a little burn,
then yeah, it isn't made correctly.
You're right. You need a little fire. You need a little where your body, even if your face doesn't show it, your body kind of gives you that quiver, like when a dog's wet.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. I like it a lot.
So do I. I mean, I'm ready to party.
Beatbox filled the need that people have for like a quick fix any time of the year, but especially now in the summer
when
you're out by, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever you got going on. And, of course, you can get these everywhere, right? I mean, these are all over the place.
I would definitely check out the website, but ABC Circle K.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Circle
K. Wine. Yeah. Yep. You'll get some individuals there.
Okay.
But definitely check out the website.
Yeah, if you have an internet, and you need the internet connection, go to srprout.com/beerfinder. You'll find this and lots more.
Did you say if you have an internet?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think that was a shot at me.
By the way, before we get out of here, Steve, do you want to do a little beatboxing real quick?
A little beatboxing?
Yeah, do a little beatboxing. I mean, we're gonna do. All right. Josh and I will beatbox while you beatbox. Yeah, he's got to dry off before it. It's like good.
Can you die from secondhand embarrassment?
Cheers. We'll see you next time on the Morning Hog Brew Review.